All right, the morning after continues. I am Renzi, Midtown Manhattan, Studio 34. Mr. Joe Ranieri is in Miami, Florida. Without further ado, let's welcome our guest to the program. We were just talking about Mr. Tillman Fertitta, the star of CNBC's Billion Dollar Buyer, of course, the owner of the Houston Rockets, the Golden Nugget Casino and Hotel chain. Tillman Fertitta has just written a book, Shut Up and Listen. Mr. Fertitta, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Is this Gabe or Joe?
This is Gabe, and the other voice you hear will be Joe Ranieri in Miami.
Hey, good, good. No, doing Billion Dollar Buyer, Harper Collins came to me and said, hey, why don't you write a book? You have all these Tillmanisms and these sayings, take no out of your vocabulary, the 95-5 rule, there's no spare customers, be plappy, and so they said, why don't you put it in a book and tell people how you became successful? And it's not a life story book. It's really just a fun book for young entrepreneurs or business people of any type, how to go up the corporate ladder. And it's been great. It's doing really well on Amazon and releases on the 17th of September. And it's an interesting book. The reviews have been great.
Now, I'm fascinated by your story, sir. You know, a self-made man, self-made billionaire. But you own all of my passions. I'm jealous. Like, I love basketball. I love sports. You own one of the best organizations in basketball in the Houston Rockets. And I'm also a gambling man, sir. So, who spent a lot of time on your properties.
No,
I
feel very fortunate. Owning the Houston Rockets, your hometown team, and then, of course, owning the glamour of casinos. And gosh, like you guys are in New York. I have so many restaurant concepts in New York, from Mastro's to Martin's to Dos Caminos to Bill's Burger and Martin's and Chart House and on and on and on. Bubba Gump, those are all mine in New York, the New York area. And it's been a very good life. I'm very thankful. And that's why when they said, why don't you write this book and give other people tips on how you did it? I said, that ought to be kind of fun. And, I said, I don't want to write a boring life story. Let's give people some real information.
Can I ask you, what is the difference between being businessly aggressive? Let's say from a gambler's perspective, from a businessman's perspective, from a stock market, a day trader's perspective, what is the difference between being reckless and aggressive? Because it seems to me at times when I've taken chances in life and I said, let's go a little bit bigger on this. Let's put more on this. I don't know if I psych myself out and it fails. How key is money management? How do you know, sir, when to step up and when to get aggressive?
Well, let's be honest, okay? If you're a day trader and you're playing the stock market, you can do due diligence on it. But there's other factors that you don't have anything to do with. There's something come out about the trade war with China that makes the stock drop. I've always tried to do businesses that I'm in control in, and I control how they do. I don't want other factors controlling if I make money or not. And that's one of the business rules that I've always done. And people say, hey, I want you to invest in this. I want you to invest in this. I invest in businesses that I own and control, not that other people own and control.
Should a common man,
one of the things that I've always,
should a common man look at that himself too? Sorry, sir, but should a common guy look at that, work for yourself more so? If you're going to put all this, equity and blood, sweat, and tears, do it for yourself?
I believe that, or at least be in control more so of whatever you're investing in. And we all love to trade the stock market, but then that's okay. But then do really good due diligence and look at what their PE is and, what their CapEx is. There's, you got to do the right due diligence. And there are books out there to tell people how to really do things. And you can't always think that you know better than anybody else, because you don't. Find people that have been successful at this and follow their rules.
Yeah, I got to ask you. I know it's been a little while, but you were very instrumental, of course, in the Houston Texans NFL team. But the NFL at one point said, "Yeah, we'd love you to be a part of it, but unfortunately, you're involved with gambling, and we can't have that in the NFL." But Yeah, fast forward 10, 11 years later, how shocked are you where we're at right now regarding sports betting and these and the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, so on and so forth?
Hey, that is such a great question, because I was a partner in the Houston, Texas, and with Bob McNair when we founded the team, and then I got into the gaming business. I bought the Golden Nugget Casino in Las Vegas back in, I guess, 04, a couple years later, and now there's five Golden Nuggets, but, you know, they wouldn't let you own a football team and do it. But the whole world's changed. Just like look at all the changes in the world. And, you know, that's one of the things I talk about in the book, change, change, change. The world is moving so fast today that your ass is going to get run over if you don't pay attention. And there's a prime example is now the NBA and the NFL and everybody else supports gaming because they just realize that's where the world's going today, that it's entertainment, and that people that own casinos are – there's no mob that owns casinos. These are huge companies, big businessmen, and it's the most regulated business in the world. So why wouldn't you want to do business with somebody who is so regulated compared to other businesses? So people get smarter, and they realize that, hey, why not? So that's a great question, though.
How many years do you think we're away from having kiosk in an NBA arena for fans to be able to bet on a game in the arena?
You know, I think that I don't think it'll be a kiosk in the arena. It's going to be on your phone, and you're going to be able to sit there watching a game, and it's going to pop up. Who's going to score the next basket for, you know, the New York Knicks or the Houston Rockets? And you're going to be able to bet, and there's going to be, you know, odds on that of 4-1, 3-1, and it's going to happen so quickly. But I'm going to tell you, that day is coming, okay? That day is coming. And what it does is what, you know, the leagues have realized is all it does is create a lot more interest in the game, because you'll go sit there and you might not even care for those two teams. But if you can bet on every single play that's happening, think about how much fun that would be.
Well, you mentioned the word fun. And I know we've only got a couple of minutes left with you. What is the key? I've been telling people for a couple of years, if you go to any high school, sir, you ask people, you know, do they want a Russell Westbrook jersey or they want a Tom Brady jersey? They want a Steph Curry jersey. They want a James Harden jersey. They want a Westbrook jersey. You know, the young demographic just loves the NBA. It's such a fun league. The season's coming up right now. You know, congratulations on the acquisition of Russell Westbrook. I can't wait to see him and James play together. But what is it about the NBA? Is it the collective, you guys as an owner, along with Mr. Silver, that is a very progressive and modern league? It seems like when everyone else has a study to look into something, you guys are already doing it. What is it, and do you guys have to do to stay ahead of the curve of the other leagues that, quite frankly, you're the hippest league in sports right now?
You know, we are. I mean, the NFL is still the NFL, and it's extremely well-run also. But I think what it is that the players are so big in the NBA, and they're so high profile, and they're so into fashion and social media. NBA, I guarantee you, out of the top 25 most followed athletes in the United States, I bet you 23 or 24 out of the 25 are NBA players, if not all 25. And it's. I think it's being so close to the game when you're watching it. I think watching them on TV, you get to kind of see people's personality, not just see somebody in a uniform. And you know, baseball is just baseball today, and you just don't know the players like you do. I mean, you could tell anybody, name any five NBA players and name any five MLB players, you know, to somebody who's not even a sports fan, and it's easy for them. It's a notoriety of the players that has just, you know, made the NBA so huge. And we realize it's all about our players. And so everything we do is to market the big names. And, you know, you cannot be a successful team unless you have two superstars today. And that's kind of what you do. And, you know, we're so thrilled to have, you know, two out of the three last MVPs now with Westbrook and Harden. So, y'all are dead on. I mean, you guys know your stuff, and it's the players of the league.
The book is Shut Up and Listen, and I look forward to reading this, to get some life lessons and some tips for everybody, guys. You don't have to be a billionaire to read this book, as Tillman started from the bottom and ended up here, as Drake stated. Sir, it's been great to have you on the program. Can't wait for the start of the NBA season. Best of luck to your Houston Rockets this year.
Thank you, sir. Great talking to you guys. Appreciate it.
There's a Tillman Fertitta with Shut Up and Listen. And I'm not just saying this, Joe. I like reading. I like, you know,